right, Julie, we're down to our final segment here talking beef, and we've been joined by a local cattle rancher down from Idaho. A water dispute moved you from Idaho to Arizona. I don't think there's many people that have left their home state and come to Arizona over a water issue.
But
so you hold that title as well. There's as also the farthest person who's come into the studio on a Saturday morning. Haley Andrus of Andrus Cattle Company. We've talked a little bit about, you know, the challenges. Talk about the reason y'all do it. I mean, you're not in this business for the challenges. There's got to be a lot of joy and a lot of reasons to do it as well.
Yeah, that's kind of a loaded question. I won't lie that some of Milo's classmates in vet school call him the educated idiot for that very reason.
You could be making how much doing veterinary on horses, right. And you're making how much?
And he still uses a shovel a lot.
So there's something wholesome in that, though.
Yeah. For some reason, we've got that gene in both of us, that we grew up in agriculture. We've got it in our heart. We wanted to raise our kids in the similar way that we were raised. And I feel blessed every day that we get to be doing that. You know, I always say, when my kids are all on horses, all seems right in the world. And I still feel that way. And they're learning a lot of lessons that I'm not sure you can get otherwise.
When I was meeting Haley in the parking lot, and I said, have fun with that traffic, just because I know you live in Apache County and a rural area, and how do you guys live here? And it's true. Economically, it's kind of exciting for the state and stuff like that, but it's such a contrast, and I can even remember it from my roots growing up on a farm. Yeah. You know, on that point, I mean, how do you see it, rural America and certainly rural Arizona? What's the future?
I don't know. There's quite that conversation going on in Apache County right now, because most of the economy runs because of two coal-fired power plants that are in our county that are slated to close. And with the Biden 3030, they're now moving up those closure dates. And so the future of Apache County looks pretty scary right now. That closure will, I think I saw a statistic that it will change 50% of our schools in our, or our, it will affect 50% of our students in our schools.
In your schools there because
yes,
of that?
Yes. Wow. So that's the main employer in our area. So despite that, I would say rural Arizona is actually going to grow just because of the strides in broadband. And people, we saw especially through 2020 that people are moving home if they grew up in a small town, and now they could come back because they had good enough internet. They could make it down here to the valley once or twice a week and stay in a rural place. So I think it's hopeful. I think it's changing a lot because of that. But again, in our county alone with the closures, it's looking pretty, I don't know. I don't know what's going to come in to replace those jobs and if something can.
And off air, you were talking about how you pick up the girls in one area and you have to go do your groceries in another. So you have to always be very logistically astute in getting it all coordinated.
Yes.
With
people say,
girls.
Where do you shop? And I say, wherever I am. If I'm like at the parts store in Sholo, I shop. If I have to go get tires in Holbrook, I shop. If yes. I'm in Round Valley for some reason, I shop.
That's great. And again, you distribute your beef because you're part of a co-op through the Country Natural Beef. I'm assuming we can probably Google that. But you did say that at least with your neighbors and the locals, sometimes when you have some carryover with your beef, you can sell it to them.
Yeah, we always have odds and ends that maybe don't fit on the truck or we found later. Again, our pastures are so big and one showed up that we hadn't seen. And so we just have this running list on my, I have a note on my phone with notes and numbers of people that say, yeah, I would be interested when you have one. And so I never have a shortage of people to pawn off our odds and ends on locally.
We know your favorite cut is steak. What about the girls? They have to be beef eaters, right?
So. Yeah, I would say steak with them too.
And one of the things I've noticed getting to know you over the years is your kids are right in the thick of it. Some of the pictures that you've sent us, the kids are riding. They're right there with the branding. Your little girl And maybe it's the second to the youngest one. They're all just
wild,
precious.
The second to the youngest one.
She's ready to get in the thick of it and do everything.
Yeah, we have a thing called, we do an all-around cowgirl, and they can get their all-around cowgirl award when they can do everything in the branding pen. When they can rope ahead, they can rope the hills, if they can brand, they can give shots, if they can do everything, and then we take them and get them their first belt buckle. That's when they get their all-around cowgirl. So two of the girls have it. The other two are working on it. The four-year-old's just working on riding by herself, which she's pretty sure if she can ride by herself this year, I'll let her on our three-year-old Palomino, who she's in love with.
And she's sure of that. Is Mama sure of that? Sounded like a little doubt.
I am not going to put my four-year-old on a three-year-old horse. I'm not.
Well, thank you so much, Haley Andrus of Andrus Cattle Company, for spending your Saturday morning with us and giving our audience a peek inside your cattle operation in Apache County. And Julie, if somebody wanted to support the Farm Bureau,
they could join. For non-ag people, it's only $60 a year. I mean, that's a deal. And obviously, you get a lot of benefits. But the big thing for me personally is you're supporting our farmers and ranchers here in the state of Arizona, like Haley and her husband, Milo.
AZFB.org to sign up for your membership. Or if you're looking for a commodity, go to fillyourplate.org, type in what you're looking for, beans, oranges, cattle.
Beef.
Put in your zip code and show you locally who's growing it and where to buy it.